everybody. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt here, Brandon Cadiz, getting ready to bring you tonight's women's basketball matchup. First game of tonight's doubleheader with your Dominican Penguins hosting the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds. So Fresno Pacific's coming in 5-21 overall, Brandon, 2-16 in the conference. So on paper, this one looks to be, I don't want to say easy, but it should be an easier game for the Penguins, but that's why you play the game. Penguins are 14-11 overall. They are 10-8 in conference, and they are just on the cusp of getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Like a team like this, they might be at the bottom of the conference, but like you said, that's why we play these games. And the last time that these two matched up was on February 4th, where Dominican won by 20 points, winning 93-73 against these Sunbirds. The Sunbirds are coming in with a five-game losing streak. They last played Azusa Pacific on Saturday, losing the game 71-44. Leading scorers for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds were Megan Lee, having 16 points, knocking down four three-pointers. Ashley Cross, the guard, led the team with four assists. Viviana Vasquez had a team-high 8 rebounds. And the Sunbirds' leading scorer, Bree Alvarez, was held scoreless in that game, going 0-7 on the night. For your Dominican Penguins, they played last time at home here last Thursday. And the Penguins are coming off a thrilling overtime win against Concordia, 93-88. Sandra Ikiora, another double-double in her monster season with 28-17. Natalie Diaz had a double-double of her own with 11 points and 10 rebounds. Three-point specialist Carly Holbok with 22 points and six three-pointers made in that amazing game. Jade Castro, what a night. 12 points and four assists, converting a three-point play in overtime and nailing the game-winning jumper in OT. Elena Scott with two late three-pointers of her own. She finished with 7 points and seven rebounds. Now, as you mentioned, Forrest, the Penguins are just out of the playoff race, and they need to win out of these last two games here tonight against Fresno Pacific on Saturday against Hawaii Hilo. Now, they have two ways of making the playoffs. The first scenario, which is the easier of the two, Academy of Art, they're 11-7. They play Hawaii Hilo tonight and Azusa Pacific on Saturday. Art U needs to lose at least one game since the Penguins hold the tiebreaker over them. So if Academy of Art loses one game, Penguins win out the last two, Penguins hold the tiebreaker, and they will clinch and make that sixth seed. Dominican will make that. On the other hand, the second scenario, Notre Dame Dana Muir would need to lose both games tonight against Azusa Pacific and on Saturday against Fresno Pacific. No matter what the scenario is, the Penguins need to win these last two games at home, and if they're able to do so, they're going to make it for that sixth spot.
And I believe you're going to keep us updated as best you can on that Notre Dame game tonight throughout the broadcast. While we have a fresh moment, I'd like to talk about Carly Holbok and Sandra Ikiora. Both ladies now over 1,000 career points here at Dominican, and Holbok is just seven away from being the all-time leading scorer for women's basketball here at Dominican. And we might have a chance and the exciting opportunity to call that here tonight. But Ikiora also sitting right at 1,000. So as we were having a conversation about it earlier, wow, Holbok might break the record. And if Ikiora has a miraculous game like she's capable of doing so many times, she might take it right out of Holbok's hands in the same game.
Exactly. Just 1-2 there. You never know what could happen playing a team at the bottom. The last time they faced Ikiora had 27-17, so you never know. Ikiora could have a 40-point night, and on the hands of Holbok, she's only, as you mentioned, 7 points away, and the current leader right now is Alyssa Weathered, who graduated in 2015, and she has 1,038 points.
Yeah, so Holbok needs seven, and we'll be watching for that tonight, and I'm sure she's not thinking too much of it, and you really can't if you're an athlete going for a record. You just have to play your game, do what you do, night in and night out. Don't press, because 7 points, I mean, come on. Holbok can get that in 2-3 balls and then a trip to the line. I mean, it's going to be easy for her tonight, but she needs to not think about it. Put it in the back of her mind and just worry about just winning these last two games, really, if you're Dominican, and it is beach night here at the Conlin Center. And at this moment, we will turn it over to our Bullet Overhaul announcer, Mark Carlson.
Here in the Conlin Center on the campus of Dominican University of California. Tonight, for your entertainment pleasure, we present a Pac West Conference women's basketball matchup featuring the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds and your Dominican University Penguins. The Pac West Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Tonight's officials are Renee Robinson, Alejandro Moreno, and David Arden. At this time, we have a special presentation to make for one of our Penguins. We ask Sandra Alciora to come to center court for a special recognition. First, we'd like to congratulate Sandra for notching her 1,000th career point last week in an overtime victory against Concordia Irvine. Sandy is the first junior in Dominican's D2 era to reach the milestone. The reigning Pac West Player of the Week looks to lead the Penguins into the postseason this year and do even bigger things when she returns for her senior year in 2017 and 18. Let's hear it for Sandra Alciora. At this time, we ask that you please rise and kindly remove your... And now, let's meet the starting lineups. First, for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, as announced by head coach Tim Beauregard. At one guard, number two, Alex Green. Another guard is number 10, Keisha Fox. A third guard is number 12, Hannah Ramirez. And yet a fourth guard, number 14, Abrina Salas. And at forward, number 30, Cassie Pissing. And now, here's the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins. As announced by head coach Tim Lacoste, his assistant, Finique Allen, and the lady who keeps it all together, Bailey Opperman. At one guard, a junior from Sacramento, California, number two, Alexis Price. The other guard is a senior from South San Francisco, California, number three, Jade Casco. And one forward, a senior from Vancouver, Washington, number one, Haley Harbour. The other forward is a sophomore from SoCal, California, number 24, Natalie Diaz. And the lady in the middle, a junior from Valencia, California, number 14, Sandra Alciora. Home Dominican basketball games are video streamed live online. Visit DominicanAthletics.com/live to follow along. Be sure to like Dominican Athletics on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Dominican Women's Basketball. On Instagram at Dominican Sports. For in-depth coverage, visit us online at DominicanAthletics.com. And as always, commentary is provided by Penguin Radio. You can now hear Penguin Radio also on 102.3.
Oh, yeah. A little, yeah. I feel like I'm yelling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sundberg fouls on two. Alex Green, first personal and first team foul.
Hello, everybody that's listening live right now. Sorry about that. We had a couple of technical difficulties, but we're back up and underway. 30 seconds into the ball game. Your Penguins won the tip, went down the other way, missed bucket. Coming back, the Sunbirds have the ball, top of the key. Green driving in. She hands it off. They're working around the arc. Franks goes down low and gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Sunbird ball underneath the bucket. So nine on the shot clock. Sunbirds will have to work it in really quickly and get in. They do to Pisick. Pisick hands it off top of the key. Shot on the way, Ramirez. 4 seconds. Hands it off. Green going in, flying, flopping everywhere, and it gets knocked out of bounds. Sandy got hit in the face. And the Sunbirds toss out of bounds. An early turnover here for the Sunbirds. Penguins get the ball. Alexis Price handling the point for your Penguins. It'd be Price, Castro, Ikiora, Holbrook, and Diaz on the floor for the Penguins. They work it around the top of the key. Down inside to Ikiora. Ikiora working in the paint, goes around. Shot on goal, no good. Rolls around the rim. And in transition, the Sunbirds bring it the other way. Ramirez, three ball on the way from 23 feet. Is good. So Ramirez puts the Sunbirds on the board first, 3-0. Penguins the other way. Down low to Ikiora, up off the glass, and she draws the foul. So Ikiora will go to the line. That'll be the first personal
on
Alex Green. Second team foul for the Sunbirds here early in the first quarter. So Ikiora will go to the line. She's at exactly 1,000 points in her career, first junior in Dominican history to reach 1,000 points, and she misses the first one off the front of the rim.
Yeah, she missed that first free throw, but as we mentioned, she's been working on her free throws throughout the entire year, but she's still shooting at 59% on the year. And she misses the second free throw right there.
She did miss both. Bring it the other way is Salas. Left wing, Ramirez. Three ball on the way again. Just missed it left. Rebound was Diaz. And it went out of bounds. So it'll stay Sunbird ball. Sunbird ball underneath the hoop. They got a fresh shot clock. 8:10 to go here in the first quarter. Penguins trail 3-0, yet to get on the board. Pass intercepted by Alexis Price, but she throws it out of bounds. So Sunbirds will maintain possession. Sunbirds have it on the far sideline. Inbounding is Fox. Holbrook right in her face. She'll get it in. Salas at the logo at midcourt. She'll hand it off top to Cross. Cross working on Ikiora. She spin moves around Ikiora. Shot up. Off the glass, no good. Rebound Ikiora going the other way. Jade Castro slowing things down for the Penguins. Carly Hoboken in the corner. Remember, Carly's sitting at 1,032 points, looking to break the record tonight. Jade Castro, a little floater. Oh, and she just missed it. Castro reaches in after Cross gets the rebound, and she fouled her. First personal, first team foul for the Penguins.
Jade Castro loves to shoot that floater. It's the key shot that she loves, and she... she hit that shot to win the game last time here at home against Concordia.
So Castro in the backcourt, guarding Salas. Salas hands it off to Cross right in front of the Penguin bench. Cross works around top of the key to the free throw line. She'll drive in and kick out. Pisick working on Diaz. She'll drive in right side. Almost got it stolen away, and she's wrapped up with Natalie Diaz, who causes a jump ball. So Sunbirds have it underneath the hoop. Inbounding goes to Pisick working on
Diaz, 7 on the shot clock, top of the key. Salas knocked out of bounds by Diaz. 2 seconds on the clock, so Sunbirds will have to inbound here with 2 seconds to get a shot off quickly. Inbounding Ramirez. Shot by Ramirez. On the way, long two, and she knocks it down. Sunbirds lead 5-0. Price brings it up the court for the Penguins. Trailing by 5. Clock rolls under 7 minutes to go. Top of the key, Holbrook. Thought about a 3, no. She'll drive instead. Kick out to Diaz. She'll drive herself. Puts up a shot and gets fouled. It'll be a foul on the Sunbirds. Ashley Cross. No, it will not be. They called it a charge on Natalie Diaz going the other way. So that'll be Diaz's first personal, second team foul for the Penguins. Bringing it up for the Sunbirds. Salas working on Castro in front of the Penguin benches. Cross. They're doing a good job working it around. Handing the ball off. Long two on the way. Just missed it. That was Pisick. Rebound Diaz. Pulled it off the glass. And she will bring it the length of the court from our right to left here on Media Row. 3 ball by Holbrook. And she just missed it. Holbrook looking to get on the board and put the Penguins up here for their first points of the game. Passed across, all the way across court. Baseball pass, missed shot, no good. Rebound, Pisick, second chance points, no good again. And Diaz will pull it off the glass for her second rebound on consecutive possessions. All the way down the court to Price. Price and Diaz playing pass back, looking to get it inside to Aikior, and they can't. All the way across court into the Sunbird bench. That pass intended for Carly Holbrook, way too high into the Sunbird bench. And checking in for your Penguins for the first time tonight is Vanessa Cruz in place of Alexis Price. So Cruz in for Price. Castro guarding Cross, top of the key, right in front of the Penguin bench in the corner is Fox. She drives in on Holbrook, gets it tipped away but gets it back. 3 ball on the way by Salas, too deep, no good. Rebound Sunbirds, that's Ramirez working the baseline. She'll kick it back out. Long two on the way again by Pisick. No good. Rebound Aikiora. So a lot of missed shots here by the Sunbirds after those first two possessions ending in points. Sunbirds lead 5-0. All 5 points have been scored by Hannah Ramirez here in the first quarter as Sandy goes up off the glass and gets fouled. No bucket, but she will go to the line. This Sandy has an attempt to put the Penguins on the board here for the second time. That's a third team foul, first personal by Abrina Salas, which will send Aikior to the line. Aikior at the line, fixing her socks. A little distorted, first shot on the way. It's up, off the front of the rim, and good. So Aikior puts the Penguins on the board. They now trail by 4, 5-1. And for her first minute of the night, Alana Scott checks in place of Jade Castro. Aikiora's second free throw will go, and she walks away from the line with a pair. So Aikiora has an early 2 points here for the Penguins. Bringing it up across the timeline is Salas. Hands it off to Cross, who drives in quickly off the glass. And no good. And as we roll under 5 minutes, here is Brandon Cadiz.
Out to Alana Scott on the left side. She swings it down to Natalie Diaz, down to the right side to Vanessa Cruz, into Aikiora. She goes up, no foul. It's rebounded by Hannah Ramirez. And it goes out of bounds to the Penguins. We have a media timeout here. And the Penguins are battling. They're down 2-7, and they haven't been looking great so far. They're trying to do whatever they can, swing it down low to Aikiora, but things aren't just going through here. And before the game, Sandra Aikiora was honored here for scoring her 1,000th point, the first as a junior. The first junior in Dominican history to score 1,000 points, and she's having an incredible season so far. Sandra Aikiora, 1,000-point season, and, you know, multiple Pac West Player of the Weeks, Defensive Player of the Weeks, and she's having a great time here.
Right. He's really low right now. He's super low right now.
The Penguins are down 7-2 here with 4:47 left in the first quarter. Some adjustments for the Penguins here. Looks like Ashley Sorensen is going to check in for Sandra Ikiora. Penguins shooting at Penguins 0 for 5, haven't made a field goal. Their points only coming, by the way, with free throws. Vanessa Cruz is going to inbound it. Sorensen with the screen, swings it to Holbrook up top. Carly Holbrook to Lena Scott. Lena Scott dribbling it. Vanessa Cruz on the left wing. And she's going to lose the ball and turn it over. It goes to the Pacifics. Penguins have 3 turnovers on the night already. Full court press by the Penguins here by Coach Tim Lacoste. And that ball right there is blocked. And Natalie Diaz dribbling it down the court. Ashley Sorensen in the middle. Throws it up high to Sorensen, who catches it and puts up the layup. But she is fouled. She grabs the rebound and goes down. It looks like it'll go a jump ball. Stays with the Penguins. Vanessa Cruz gonna inbound the ball here. At the bottom of the basket, swings it to Natalie Diaz, who misses it. The jumper up and over. She misses it. Salas dribbling it down the court to Vasquez. Vasquez swings it to Ramirez. Left side. Up top to Vasquez again. Vasquez in. She drives, and it is rejected by Ashley Sorensen. Great defensive play there by Sorensen to jar the ball out, but it will still remain Sunbird's ball. Inbounded up top. She's going to hold it. Is Vasquez. Vasquez swings it to the right side to Caleb Fox. Fox puts it up over Sorensen. A left-handed hook shot that goes up and in. Vanessa Cruz dribbling it up to the middle. She's going to take it up top. Looking for Elena Scott on the right wing. Up to Holbrook up top. Swinging it down to Diaz. And we're going to get a whistle on the play. A push-off. A turnover there on the push-off. It will become Fresno Pacific ball.
Yeah, Penguins turn the ball over a lot here. Trailing by 7, not a good look. They got to get some sort of flow going here.
Sorensen. Diaz rejects it, and Sorensen back out to Diaz, dribbling it up from the half-court line. Swing to Talina Scott on the left side. Penguins down 9-2, 3:20 left here in the first quarter. Carly Holbrook with the mismatch on the inside. She's going to spin. She's fouled. And they're going to call a traveling, actually, there on Natalie Diaz. Possession to the Pacifics.
Good job, Brandon, the play-by-play there. Yeah, Natalie Diaz was just trying to work inside, trying to back down her defender there, and just took too many steps in the paint, bringing it up for Fresno Pacific. Will be Keisha Fox. Fox working on Diaz, top of the key. Driving in, Salas off the glass, and she gets it to go. So Salas puts it up, gives the Sunbirds a 9-point lead. And the Penguins just looking to get back into this one here. Carly Holbrook driving lane. She goes up. She got hacked, and it got pushed out of bounds. Penguins will maintain possession here, checking in for her first minutes. Checking in for her first minutes of the night is Megan Lee for the Sunburns. Sorensen will come back out. Ikiora in her place on the floor for your Penguins. Cruz, Castro, Ikiora, Holbrook, and Scott. Into Ikiora, and she gets it up off the glass. So Ikiora has all 4 of the Penguin points here in the first quarter. Cross working on Holbrook. Kicks out. 3 ball on the way. And it is knocked down by Megan Lee. So she just checked into the ball game, and Lee makes an immediate impact for the Sunbirds here, going up by 10. Sunbirds lead 14-4. And this is what we talked about, Brandon. 3 ball by Vanessa Cruz. In and out. Rebound Ikiora. She's getting trapped, and she just runs over a couple of Sunbirds.
Yeah, Megan Lee is the team's second leading scorer, and the last time these two faced, their big three of Alvarez, Lee, and Pisek had 15, 14, and 12, respectively.
Inbound goes to Castro, and Picking up that foul was Vasquez, her first personal, fourth team for the Sunbirds. Three ball on the way by Castro in the corner. Just a bit too deep. Rebound Sunbirds going the other way. So Penguins can't buy a bucket right now as Cross works on Holbrook top of the key. And we have an offensive foul against the Sunbirds on Keisha Fox. Penguins will get the ball. 151 overhead here. That is Fox's first personal fifth team foul of the ball game. So a lot of team fouls here early.
Yeah, Penguins really need to get things going. Sandra Ikeura scoring all the Penguins' points, and they've only had one field goal made.
Yeah, Castro working on cross top of the key. Penguins working it around the perimeter. This is what we talked about, Brandon, before the broadcast. You're playing a team that's in the cellar. And, you come into the game thinking we need to win out, and it'll be easier to win out as we have, I believe that was a three-second call on Ikeura. And you face a 10-point deficit in the first quarter, and that's if you're Coach Tim Lacoste coming into this ball game. It's unacceptable to be facing a team that's 2-16. Oh, stolen by Scott. Scott going the other way, has a disadvantage, 1-on-2, up off the glass, no good. And coming down with it is Munster for the Sunbirds. Sunbirds turn it over in the transition, stepping out of bounds was Munster. Penguins get the ball, 104, trailing by 10. Penguins in bonus with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Vanessa Cruz drives the lane, up off the glass. Oh, what a miraculous shot. How'd she get that off? But conversely, it does not fall. So Sunbirds in transition, throw it away. Penguins will get it back. So Penguins just looking for a spark here, as Ramirez will return for the Sunbirds in place of Fox.
Yeah, they need to stop Ramirez, who already has 5 points on the night and knocked down a three-pointer and doing it on both ends, grabbing three rebounds.
Jade Castro brings it up for your Penguins. Kick out to Vanessa Cruz on the left wing. They work it around the perimeter. Alana Scott goes inside to Ikeura. Two defenders on her. She gets tripped. Ball goes out of bounds, and they'll say it's off Ikeura, and it'll be Sunbird ball.
Sunbirds out rebounding the Penguins 13-11 so far in this game.
Top of the key, Salas working on Cruz. Probably going to dribble it out. 3 second differential between game and shot clock. Maybe get the last shot off here. Salas working on Cruz. Clock rolls under 8 to shoot. Salas drives in past Scott. She'll decide to back it out smartly and gets it knocked away. Holbrook going the other way, 5 seconds. Holbrook across the timeline, 3. To Alana Scott, 2. Up off the glass as time expires. Alana Scott with the bucket. And if you can say something good happened in that quarter, I'd say it'd be ending it on a bucket for the Penguins as they trail by 8 here at the end of the first quarter, 14-6 Sunbirds.
Yeah, they're going to need some momentum heading into the second quarter, and that's exactly what happened there on that last play. Elena Scott with an easy layup. I mean, so far after the first quarter, the Penguins are shooting at only 14%, only making 2 out of their 14 field goals. Like we mentioned, and you mentioned, Forrest, that, you know, that's why we play these games. They might be the bottom team on paper, but they're preventing the Penguins from making the playoffs so far tonight after that first quarter.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Penguins need this game, trail by 8. And right now, at the end of the first quarter, you're listening to Penguin Radio, home of all women's NC2A Division II broadcasts here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Also broadcasting live here in San Rafael on DU 102.3. And we will hear a word from San Rafael Joe's.
Downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947. For 3 generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of 2 or 42,
come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street. Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
All right, thank you, San Rafael Joe's, for their sponsorship. Love San Rafael Joe's. We all rave about it. Starting the second quarter,
with your play-by-play is Brandon Cadiz.
Fresno Pacific going to inbound it. Megan Lee, team's leading scorer, is going to inbound the ball. Elena Scott up top guarding her on the baseline. Gets it in to Fox. Fox dribbling up top. Jade Castro tightly guarding her. And we're going to get a screen up top. Swings it to Hannah Ramirez. Ramirez, amazing defense by Castro. Out to the inside middle. Missed shot there by Fox. Rebounded by Sandra Ikiora. Castro dribbles it to the left side. Swings it to Elena Scott in the middle, who puts up the layup, and she is fouled. Elena Scott drawing a foul right there. She's going to take two shots at the free throw line. Elena Scott on the season is shooting at actually 500. So we'll see if she can knock down these free throws.
And she needs to get some momentum going here for the Penguins early on as they're trailing.
Knocks in the first one, perfect form. Elena Scott on the second right now. Second free throw goes up and in for Elena Scott. Penguins still trail 8-14, 9:30 just on the second quarter starting right here.
Penguins need some defensive stops here, Brandon. They're going to get back into this one.
Fresno Pacific, Hannah Ramirez puts up the three, and she's going to nail it right there. Hannah Ramirez, Sandra Ikiora gets the ball. She puts it up and in, and she is fouled. Ball doesn't go in, and Sandra Ikiora will go to the line, shooting two. Elena Scott and Sandra Ikiora were both the team's leading scorers with 4 points apiece. Ikiora goes to the line, shooting two. First one goes in for Ikiora. And Natalie Diaz is coming out as... Natalie Diaz is coming in for Vanessa Cruz. Ikiora on the second free throw. And it goes out and Fresno Pacific with the ball. Dribbling is Ramirez up top. Going to hand the ball off to Munster. Now Fox goes in. She's going to get a step there. Swings it back out to Megan Lee, who shoots the three-pointer. And it's out, rebounded by Fox. A push off there, and the ball will go to the Penguins. Diaz dribbling it. Castro up top. She's calling a play here. Ikiora sets the screen up top. Castro drives in. Jumper. And she airballs it, rebounded by Ramirez. Ramirez to Lee. Lee's going to take the jumper from the middle. And Elena Scott's going to hit her on the hand there. Going to be two shots at the free throw line for Megan Lee. It is the Penguins' first team foul of the period. Megan Lee, the first free throw goes in, and for the Sunbirds, Green is coming in to check in. Megan Lee, second free throw. In, good for Megan Lee. Jade Castro going here. Pressing is Fresno Pacific. Natalie Diaz going to take it up top of the left side. Swings it back out to Castro. She's calling to play here. Ikiora is giving her that screen, and she's not going to use that screen and back off. Swings it out to Natalie Diaz on the left side, and Diaz dribbles in with a spin move, putting up an easy layup right there for Natalie Diaz, her first points on the night. Hannah Ramirez dribbling the ball down there into the inside. Swings it back out there. Is Megan Lee. Megan Lee's going to take the three-pointer over Scott, contested by Scott. And now Hobo's going to lead the offensive break right here up the middle of the court. Jade Castro swings it to the inside on Ikiora. She's going to work the paint. Ikiora with a jump hop step, and she's going to put it up, but she's going to be called for that travel. Too many steps there for Sandra Ikiora. The Penguins have turned the ball over here 8 times so far on the night. They really need to cut those turnovers if they're going to make them win back into the game. Alex Green Going to hand the ball off there to Munster. Munster working on Luke Castro, has the size advantage there. We're going to swing it back up top to Ramirez. Ramirez goes in on Diaz. Ooh, up and under fake there by Yacina Kobian, who nails the layup up and under and swings it right under the arms. Natalie Diaz takes it up top. Carly Holbrook on the right side, three, and that's good. Carly Holbrook nails a three-pointer. She is 4 points away from becoming Dominican's all-time leading scorer. Alex Green working on Castro. Back out top to Kobian. Kobian drives in past Holbrook, and it's going to be rejected by Sandra Ikiora. Possession still belongs to Fresno Pacific. Inbounding is Alex Green with Castro guarding on her right under the basket. Taking a long time to inbound it. Ooh, that gets it to Lee up top with Elena Scott guarding her. Lee goes up and under the arms of Ikiora, but she can't make the layup. Ikiora distorted that shot, and now Castro's giving it up the middle. Elena Scott up top, back up to Castro. Inside working is Ikiora, backing on the defense. She's going to put it up with her left-handed layup, but she misses. Rebounded by Megan Lee in the Pacifics. Out to Alex Green. Alex Green's going to take it on the right side. Swings it to the wide open shooter right there. And Munster, who nails the three-pointer on the left wing. Jay Castro taking up the offense right here. Working. Ikiora with a screen up top. Castro decides to deny the screen. Hand the ball off to Carly Holbrook. Holbrook shoots it. And Carly Holbrook nails the jumper there. On the left baseline, she has 5 points on the night. Carly Holbrook, 2 points away from breaking the Dominican's all-time record. A shot up there by Alex Green on the other end. Floater right off Natalie Diaz, and she nails it in. Natalie Diaz taking the ball from the half-court line up top. She's going to work the offense. She's going to drive inside. She's going to put up the shot, the layup on the left-hand side, and she just misses. Rebounded again by Megan Lee. Dribbling here is Kobian, who's been very, very active here for Fresno Pacific. Ramirez is going to drive in. She's stopped. Swings it back out to Green, working on Castro. She's still working on Castro. Swings the ball to Kobian, and they're going to turn it over. It's stolen there, and Jay Castro's dribbling up top. She's going to go inside and shoot up a shot. Layup on the right side. Floater, she is fouled, and she's going to be taking 2 shots on the line. Carly Holbrook, as I mentioned, has 5 points. She is 2 points away from breaking Dominican Penguins' all-time leading record of 1,039 points. And the first free throw here by Jade Castro is good, and Pisick is going to check back in here for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds. Jade Castro taking her second free throw here, and it is in. Vanessa Cruz checking in here for Jade Castro. She is subbing out. The press here is Vanessa Cruz on Alex Green for Fresno Pacific. Alex Green taking the ball up top. She's working the offense. Swings it to Munster. Munster working on Holbrook. Munster decides to defer it up top to Ramirez. And Ramirez took too many steps. It's a turnover, and the possession will belong to the Penguins. Holbrook swings it in quickly to Cruz. Cruz back up top to Daniel Diaz. Swings it to the left side in Elena Scott. Elena Scott, Holbrook three up top. And she nails it at the top of the key. And that is the record there. Carly Holbrook, the all-time leading scorer for your Dominican Penguins, nailing that three up top. And what a way to do it. Nailing the three-pointer, the three-point specialist. No better way to break the record. Carly Holbrook, Dominican Penguins women's basketball all-time leading scorer right now. And on the other hand, Holbrook's working. Rebounded there by Natalie Diaz. And she's going to toss it to Scott, who just wasn't ready for the pass. It's a turnover again for the Penguins. Ball goes back to the Sunbirds. We're going to have a media timeout here on Penguin Radio. Media.
Media timeout here on Penguin Radio. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's or women's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. At this media timeout, we will hear a word from Peacock Gap.
If you love golf and you love Dominican University of California, then play golf where the Penguins play. Peacock Gap Golf Club, located in East San Rafael, is the home to DU Golf.
Hi, this is Rod Ghilarducci, head golf professional at Peacock Gap Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course. It's Marin County's complete golf experience.
Book your tee time online at peacockgapgolfclub.com or give us a call, 415-453-4940. If you love golf.
Checking back here after that media timeout here at radio.dominican.edu on Penguin Radio. The Penguins trail by 5 here in the second quarter with 4:24 left. And before we take that media timeout, Carly Hoboke breaking the record for the Dominican Penguins. She is now the all-time leading scorer, nailing 2 three-pointers to break the record. She's the leading scorer on the night with 8 points. Sandra Ikeor with 5 points and 6 rebounds on the night. Megan Lee going to swing it in for the Sunbirds up top to Salas. Salas working on Castro. Back to Lee up top. Lee's going to take that screen from Pisick. Swings it back to Ashley Cross. Cross with a crossover, and she is rejected there by Natalie Diaz. Jade Castro is working the offensive tempo up top. Swings it inside to Sandra Ikeora. Back out to Vanessa Cruz. Ikeora is going to work the inside. She's going to go up with a jumper inside the middle. And Sandra Ikeora with an easy shot in the middle. 7 points on the night for Sandra Ikeora.
Tell you what, Ikeora and Hoboke getting your Penguins back into this ball game. 3-point game, Brandon. This one's going to be exciting before halftime.
Megan Lee dribbling the ball there. She's going to get it to Pisick. And Pisick, Jade Castro is going to dive in there and get the ball with Salas. It's going to be a jump ball, dual possession, and the Penguins will take it.
Got to love the effort by Castro, able to hit the deck, go face first into the hardwood to secure the ball for the Penguins to try and make this, maybe tie this one up.
Natalie Diaz swings it to Vanessa Cruz. Cruz, Ikeora on the inside, and it is tipped, but there will be a foul on Ikeora on the push-off. Foul will be called on Ashley Cross.
Ikeora getting in the line, doing what she does best, working the inside, being a fierce competitor in the paint, getting to the line. Hasn't had too much success tonight. 3 of 6 from the line. She'd like to be a little better than that. 3 of 7 now. But Ikeora getting to the line.
Ikeora misses the first, takes the second free throw, and that's good. Penguins gonna put on press here with Castro working on Salas. Salas gets it out to Green on the right wing. Up top to Pisick. She's going to get it to Salas. Working on Castro on the inside. She's going to dribble it in, but she's going to work it back out and reset the offense up to Green. Working on on Cruz. And she turns it over as Diaz will get it. Vanessa Cruz working on the Penguins. Natalie Diaz wide open. Takes the floater. And she's going to be called there for a offensive foul. Great job there of Green for the Pacific Sunbirds for taking that charge there. Set her feet, got out of the restricted zone, and Natalie Diaz was just called for the offensive foul. 2:55 left here, 26-24. Penguins trail by 2 here in the second quarter. Green up top. Working on Vanessa Cruz. She's going to swing it to the left side. A hop pass there to Ramirez. Ramirez to Salas. Salas is working on the inside, and there's going to be a foul. It's going to be called on Jade Castro as Ramirez was working it on her. A little push off there. Inbounds, up and over, inside, easy layup in the middle. Hannah Ramirez, no one was guarding her in the middle. She puts it up and extends the lead 27-24 for the Sunbirds. Vanessa Cruz works the ball up top. Carly Hoboke Castro on the left wing. She's trying to get on the inside to Sandra Ikiora, and they're doing a great job of guarding her there. Natalie Diaz with the ball there, trying to get into Ikiora, and she was fouled by two Fresno Pacific defenders. They're really doing a great job of defending it when the Penguins get inside the middle for us.
A great job by Natalie Diaz. She picked up her dribble. She was kind of stuck on the high post, and then she just rips the ball around, moving the ball, moving her arms, drawing the contact. Great job by Nat.
Natalie Diaz makes the first free throw right there, and Keisha Fox is going to check in for Alex Green for the Fresno Pacifics. Second free throw, no good there by Natalie Diaz. And Vasquez is going to work the tempo for the Pacifics. Swings it out to Vasquez again. Ashley Cross working on the inside. She's going to swing it back out to Vasquez. Vasquez to Cross working on the inside on Diaz. She's going to do a little spin move and swings it back again to Vasquez. Misses the shot. Rebounded there by Carly Holbrook, who swings it cross court to Vanessa Cruz. Vanessa Cruz working on the right side, takes it into Ikiora. Jade Castro to Carly Holbrook. Beautiful movement there. And there's a shot on the left wing by Natalie Diaz, who nails down the three-pointer. Ties this game up at 28 apiece for the Penguins.
Great ball movement around the perimeter, finding the open Natalie Diaz in the corner. She was there all by herself, and a beautiful stroke from three-point land.
Working here is, and it's stolen there to Carly Holbrook. Holbrook's going to go on the inside, and she's going to be rejected on the fast break there by Ashley Cross on the other end.
It's a great job by Cross, staying with the play, chasing down Holbrook, and getting a huge rejection.
Natalie Diaz with layup on the inside, just misses it. Rebounded for the Pacifics. Cross, going to take it in. Oh, what a beautiful rejection there by Sandra Ikiora. She went in to Ikiora's body, and Ikiora said, I'm not having any of that. Another block there for the defensive player of the week. Excuse me, defensive player. She got that honor during the season. Sandra Ikiora doing things on the offensive and defensive end. Inbounding to Megan Lee, and they're going to call it traveling there. Ball will belong to the Penguins here.
Penguins clawing back into this one, just under a minute to go. Who will go into the locker room with the lead, or will we stay knotted up?
Jade Castro is working the offense here for the Penguins up top. She's going to take that screen by Ikiora. She dumps it off on the give and go, and Ikiora is going to be called for a foul there. She set that screen and just bounced off, and looks like one of the Pacifics players just fell down when Ikiora was just trying to get through. Looked like a flop to me there.
Ikiora just trying to get a little bit of position there on the inside. One of the Sunbird players hit the deck and got the benefit of the whistle.
Salas is working in here on Castro. 37 seconds left here in this quarter. Megan Lee up top working on Natalie Diaz. She's going to drive in. Castro tries to strip it out. As she tries to strip it out, number 14, Salas is going to make that three-pointer. A gamble there by Castro and a three-pointer. 20 seconds here in the second quarter for the Penguins with the ball. Vanessa Cruz to Jade Castro. Inside to Ikiora. That pass is tipped and stolen by Vasquez. The Pacifics are going to work it here and take the last shot. 8 seconds to go up top right here. Salas is working on Castro. Castro, Salas at three, puts it up, misses the shot, and with 1 second, Vasquez gets the rebound and makes it in and extends the lead here for the Pacifics going into the half, 33-28.
Okay, Baron, I'll tell you what. Penguins were trailing by 10 at the end, or during the first quarter. We're trailing by 8 at the end of the first quarter, and they are going to go in to halftime only trailing by 5. And if you're Coach Lacoste, not where you want to be against the 5-12 Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, but definitely in a better position than you were in the first quarter of this ball game.
Exactly, and Fresno Pacific is out-rebounding the Penguins here, which is something that we don't usually see. Usually the Penguins are the team that out-rebounds their opponents. And on the night here for the Penguins, Carly Holbrook, Sandra Ikiora with 8 apiece so far. And for the Pacifics, Hannah Ramirez, the team's leading scorer, 10 points, nailing down 2 3-pointers. Megan Lee and Abrina Salas both respectively with 5. And as we mentioned, they got to play
very differently here in the second half because this game means a lot to us. They got to win the last two games, as we said before, to make the playoffs. And with a team on the bottom right here, you don't want to go into the playoffs if you make it going down to a team that's at the bottom. You got to play better. This is, like you said, absolutely unacceptable. And Tibble Coach is going to give it to them during halftime in the locker room.
You know, he really is. And you have to win both games. Okay, the Penguins have to win out to have a chance to go into the playoffs, but you have to win the first one first. You can't think about the second game and, oh, when we beat this 5-21 Sunbird team, you know, where we really got to work on Hilo, because Hilo is just below us in the standings. They're not all the way down at the cellar like Fresno Pacific is. And we really got to focus on that game. Well, you can't do that until you win this one. And if you don't win this one, it doesn't matter. So Penguins trailing by 5 going in a half. And we should see an explosive second half from the Penguins. Carly Hoboek already broke the record. And at this moment, I'd like to remind you that Dominican University of California's basketball broadcasts on Penguin Radio are brought to you by our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's. San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant located in downtown San Rafael that has served the Marin community since 1947. Thank you, San Rafael Joe's, for your sponsorship. And we will be back in about 12 minutes with the second half of this NC2A Division II women's basketball broadcast. Dominican Penguins, Fresno Pacific Sunbirds on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, and also broadcasting live in San Rafael on FM 102.3. Everybody, welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Second half, the women's matchup coming up against Fresno Pacific. We got 2 minutes to go until second half play here. Penguins trail 28-33 to the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds. And Brandon, it has been a first half to forget if you're the Penguins. The deficit is only 5, but it was much, much worse than that at one point in this ballgame.
Yeah, you don't want to be down by more than 10 to a team like this at the bottom of the division, and let's hope that they can get things going in the second half, start a 15-5 run, or start whatever run you can. You just got to take the lead, and you shouldn't be down to the team at the bottom.
You said it best. Take the lead. Get some sort of a lead here, playing against a team that has 2 wins in conference. I mean, Hoboek, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. She's got 8 points. Broke the record in the first half here. If you were not tuned in, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Carly Hoboek set the record for most points by a women's basketball player here at Dominican University. She broke the record in the first half. Boy, that was exciting. And right behind her is Sandra Ikior, who has 1,008 total career points now. And needless to say, Carly Hoboek, yes, broke the record, but Sandra Ikiora is a junior, and just a whole bunch of upside for her. She's also got 8 points. Her and Carly are the leading scorers for your Penguins as we're about 30 seconds to go here until the second half. It should be an exciting one. Coach Lacoste, I'm sure, is looking for his Penguins to go out and take an early jump on the Sunbirds, you know, kind of step on the neck and just suffocate him at the beginning. You know, you got to play good defense. It's a metaphor, but it's true. Play suffocating defense. And they just got to play good here right out the gate. Castro, Price, Hoboek, Ikiora, Diaz on the floor for your Penguins. And for this third quarter play-by-play, Brandon Cadiz.
Yeah, and they got to stop Hannah Ramirez here. 10 points, the leading scorer for Fresno Pacific, knocking down 2 3-pointers. And I'm going to start the third quarter right here. Fresno Pacific will inbound the ball.
Yeah, I got one thing before this gets underway. If you're listening and you have a Twitter account and you don't follow us on Twitter, go on Twitter at Penguin_radio. Give us a follow. We let you know every time there's a sports event going on campus. You'll get right before the game starts and the day that we are having the event. So Penguin Radio, at Penguin_radio on Twitter.
Green with the ball. Going to swing it up top to Ramirez. Stolen by Ikiora. Wide open, easy layup for Sandra Ikiora. 10 points on the night. Beautiful defensive play there by Sandra Ikiora. And that's what you need to start the second half.
Great job by Ikiora. Not only going coast to coast, but laying it in with nobody around her. Those are the ones you see miss all the time. Great job by her staying composed.
Ramirez with the ball up top. Jade Castro doing a great job of guarding her. Swings it back out to Salas. Salas
to Green, back out to Ramirez up top. Great defense there by the Penguins on the perimeter. Swings it on the inside to Fox. Fox back to Ramirez, driving in on Diaz. Diaz, great defensive stop there. She's going to put up the Salas, and there's going to be a 24-second violation. Great defense there by the Penguins, and that's what you need for us.
A great defense by the Penguins, forcing the extra pass. They knew they had under 5 seconds to shoot, and you had to force the extra pass there, getting the shot clock violation. Great job by the Penguin D.
And a press here by Fresno Pacific as Alan Diaz takes the ball up top. Jay Castro working there on the right side. Carly Holbrook, Alexis Price on the left. Back out to Castro up top. Swings it to Holbrook, right wing, right side. Misses the three-pointer right there. Rebounded by Fox, who's going to take it for FPU. Out there, she's going to swing it to the inside to Pisick, who takes the jumper on the right wing and misses. Diaz with a rebound. Castro out to Price. Price is working it. Back out to Castro up top. Castro's going to drive in. Scoop layup. She's going to miss. Ikeora with a rebound. Puts it up and in. And one. And Sandra Ikeora has a chance at a three-point play. And looks like the momentum is starting to come back to the Penguins side right here.
Ikeora has a chance to tie it here early in the third quarter. And you said it best. It's a great job by Ikeora going up through the contact, getting it to fall off the glass. Great lay-in.
And she knocks in that free throw, completing the three-point play. Sandra Ikeora with 12 points on the night. Up is Salas, leading the offensive tempo here for Fresno Pacific. Fox swings it out to Ramirez. Back out to Salas. Gets it into Fox. Up top to the left side for Ramirez, who takes the three-pointer on the left wing and misses it. Rebounded by Alexis Price. Dual possession jump ball there going to the Penguins.
Great defense there by the Penguins, forcing the long three ball. Fortunately, she missed it, and Penguins able to get the ball back and get the benefit of the jump ball.
Up top is Castro, working the offense here for the Penguins. Natalie Diaz on the left side, out to Holbrook. Castro to Price on the right side, and she's going to nail the three and give the Penguins the lead, 36-33, their first lead on the night. Right here, dribbling up top is Ramirez for Fresno Pacific. Fox back out to Salas. Salas can swing it into Ramirez. Back to Fox on the inside. Tries a floater on the inside. Ikeora with a presence there, and she misses. Ikeora taking it up the middle. On the other side, she's going to put up, take the contact, and she's going to draw the foul on that layup. Great job by Sandra Ikeora using her body and driving through that defense there. That's much, much shorter than her, and she draws herself another shot at the line.
And you said it best, Ikeora just fighting through the contact. She had two Sunbird defenders just plastered to her. She went up through the contact and just was able to get the shot up miraculously. I mean, she had four Sunbird hands just ripping at her.
Yeah, Sandra Ikeora is doing a great job on the offensive glass, getting those offensive rebounds. She's missed the first free throw right there. She's 5 of 10 on the night, trying to take her second here. And that one will rattle off the front rim, and she's going to get in to go. Sandra Ikeora with 14 points. Salas is taking it up top for the Sunbirds. Swings it and tries to steal there as Ali Diaz just misses. And now a bounce pass stolen there by Alexis Price. Alexis Price is going to put it up, and she falls straight to the ground there. No whistle. Looks like her hand got swiped. She falls almost face planted there, but she's able to land there safely. She's good.
Not sure how you couldn't call a whistle on that one, Brandon. I mean, she just went up and had her arms held down, landed on her face.
Yeah. Sandra Ikeora nails the points there and extends the Penguin lead 39-33 here in the third quarter with about 6:40 left to play in this quarter. Fox is going to get the ball, swings it out to Salas. Salas is going to get it back out to Fox. Fox swings it to the left side there. A three-pointer made by Salas on the left wing. No one was guarding her. Easy shot there for Salas. Natalie Diaz is going to take it up here for the Penguins. Jay Castro on the right side, working up top. Holbrook back to Price. Great ball movement here by the Penguins. Diaz back up to Castro. A great job here
by Salas, defending Castro. Out to Ikiura, a spin move on the inside, off glass on the right side, and Sandra Ikiura gets another one of her easy, famous buckets with the spin move right there.
A beautiful spin move.
Carly Hoboke defending Salas on the right side. Salas gets it back out to her wide open three-pointer, and she misses. Rebounded there by Diaz. And Castro is going to take it on the other side for the Penguins to Price. Price and Castro going back and forth, swinging it. Cross-court pass to Carly Hoboke on the right side. Takes the three-pointer and misses. Gets her rebound. Puts up a floater, and she misses. Great job of getting the offensive rebound there, but just not able to execute is Hoboke. Swinging to the left side. A wide open Ramirez there, who takes the three-pointer, but she misses. Penguins will get the ball back here. Jay Castro working. That's a crossover floater up on the middle, and Jay Castro will nail down that side on the beautiful crossover, taking her defender one way and putting up the floater. Salas is working. To Fox. Fox back out to Ramirez. Salas there to Green. Green, a cross-court pass, and Alexis Price is going to get it. She's going to save it. Puts up the layup, and an easy bucket there. Alexis Price, defensive awareness. Oh, saves the ball and takes the layup in on the other end. 45-36, Penguin lead here with 4:35 left. And it's going to be a timeout for the Sunbirds. Definitely the momentum has shifted to the Penguins, and that's what we needed.
And that play right there by Alexis Price, stealing the pass, getting it for her, tipping it, getting it back for herself, going in from the left side. She's a right-handed shooter, laying it in with the left hand. She had a Sunbird defender breathing down her neck, but she pulled up at the end. And Alexis Price, unsure if she was going to get contested on that shot. Great job keeping her focus, and just laying it in right off the glass for an easy two ball. Great job by Price.
And as we mentioned, with Taylor Deneau being out so far for these past three, four games, Alexis Price and Jay Castro have done a great job of filling in her spot. That defensive presence there by Price, and their height might not say that, but at 5 feet, they're able to get those steals that you wouldn't usually have. A player with that size, they put up those floaters. They're very aggressive. They're both feisty, and they do a great job of defending that ball handler.
Yeah, both of them 5 feet tall. I really like when Coach Lacoste puts them on the floor at the same time. They can really wreak havoc for defenses. And both play outstanding defense. As you saw, Price got that steal there, turned it into 2 points for the Penguins. So when they're on the court together, they're really feisty, as you mentioned. They play great ball together.
Great job of Sandra Ikiura helping the Penguins get back into this game, setting the offensive tempo here for the Penguins. Salas is going to take the ball here as Munster. And now back out to Fox up top. Fox is going to swing it in to Megan Lee, who's going to take the jumper, just rattles in and out, rebounded there by Sandra Ikiura, who's going to push the ball up top. She's going to hand it off to Jade Castro. Castro's going to take the screen from Diaz on the right side. And there's going to be a foul called here on Fresno Pacific.
It looked like it was an off-ball foul.
Off-ball foul here on Abrina Salas.
And we're in a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II basketball on radio.dominican.edu. Radio home of the Penguins, broadcasting worldwide and locally on FM 102.3. And at this moment, we will hear a word from our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947. For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street. Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
Penguins doing. We're back here on radio.dominican.edu. 4:10 left here in the third quarter. Penguins lead 45-36, and the Penguins have turned it around here to start the second half of the third quarter. They're out shooting Fresno Pacific now. They're making an effective three-point field goal percentage, 44%. Although Fresno Pacific's out shooting them there in the three-point line, 46%. They're doing a great job of working the ball here in the second half.
And we set the Penguins. We said the Penguins were going to have to come out with some fire, and they really did, turning the momentum all the way around. They need to really capitalize on this 2-6 Sunbird team.
Alexis Price going to swing it to Castro up top. Working on her is Keisha Fox. Natalie Diaz working, takes the layup there on the right-hand side, and she misses. Ball goes back to Fresno Pacific. Fox working it. She's going to swing it out to Megan Lee. And she's going to take a three-pointer on the right side, and she misses. A rebound there by Natalie Diaz. And it's going to be a jump ball, dual possession. This time it's going to go to Fresno Pacific as Dominicans took the dual possession on the last time. Inbounding is Fox. Swings it easily. Three-pointer on the way for Munster, who misses. Penguins with the ball. Castro pushing to Price on the left-hand side. Price is going to set the offense here, and Jade Castro up top. She wants them to clear. Natalie Diaz at the top of the key. Natalie Diaz goes in, spin move off the bank right there on the right side. Natalie Diaz gets it in to go. 47-36 here, lead for your Dominican Penguins.
It's a great spin move inside by Nat, spinning around her defender, getting it up to go off the glass.
Megan Lee is going to swing it to Salas up top. Salas is working there to Keisha Fox, who's going to bring it back up top to Munster. Munster across court pass there to the inside for Megan Lee, and she's going to take a hop step there, and a foul is going to be called on the Penguins on Sandra Aiki-Ora. It's going to be her second foul on the night. Inside there, Megan Lee working Aiki-Ora up top, jumps, and she just misses. Rebounded there by Natalie Diaz again. Jade Castro pushes it up front right there. She wants them to clear, it looks like, working that ISO. Swings the pass to Alexis Price on the left side. Puts up the floater, and she's going to be called for a offensive foul as Salas set her feet there on that floater attempt that went in.
Like to point out, Sandra Aiki-Ora now with 18 points and 10 boards. So she does have, she has 9 boards, excuse me, flirting with a double-double. Natalie Diaz also flirting with a double-double. She has 8 points and she does have 10 boards. She is in double digits, so look out for those two. As we know, Aiki-Ora averages a double-double almost every single night out.
Working here is Munster, and there's going to be a foul there as the ball will go back to the Penguins. Alexis Price working it up top again here. Swings it to Jade Castro. Castro working on the screen there by Natalie Diaz. Gives it to Diaz on the middle free throw line, and she's going to take the jumper from there, and she's going to make it that point. Natalie Diaz now has 10 points and 10 rebounds with a double-double. On the other end, Megan Lee's going to shoot the three-pointer, and she's going to miss. Megan Lee on the night, 1-for-4 at the three-point line. And on that play, on the miss, a foul there called on Carly Holbrook. And Viviana Vasquez is going to take 2 free throws at the line here. The first one drops in for Vasquez.
And that'll be her first shot from the bonus line tonight, Brandon. You see if free throws play a huge factor here for either team in the game, as Dominican is 11 of 17 from the line, and the Sunbirds now 3 of 4.
Yeah, Vasquez misses it there. Rebounded by Aiki-Ora, and Castro is pushing it up top for the Penguins. Great ball movement there. Swinging it out to Alexis Price. Price working it up top. Diaz wants it in the post. They're not going to give it to her. Aiki-Ora is working the post there, as now Diaz backs out, gets the ball, drives in. Beautiful jump hop there. Takes it in an and one. The layup is good to go. Natalie Diaz didn't want to take that open shot. She decided to drive it in, and it's paid off for a chance at a three-point play.
You said it. Diaz didn't want to shoot the open shot. She had a defender closing on her quickly, decided to go with the ball fake, drive the baseline, and get the shot to go as she does complete that three-point play you were talking about.
Up top, pushing it for the Sunbirds is Fox. Fox out there to Ashley Cross. Cross has the height advantage over Castro. Crossover move, and she tried to pass it there on the inside, and it's going to be a turnover. as the Penguins will retain possession here. Alexis Price dribbling it up the court, and with Ashley Cross guarding her up top. Carly Holbrook on the left-hand side gets a screen from Diaz. Diaz wants it in the post again. So does Ikiora. Ikiora will get it in the post, and she's going to put it up and in. Beautiful body move there by Ikiora to set up that post, and Ikiora gets it in on the right-hand side. Munster for Fresno Pacific has the ball. She's going to swing it up top to Cross. Cross gets it in there. Jumper by Vasquez, who nails it in. Vivian Vasquez now has 4 points on the night. 54-39 here for the Penguins with 40 seconds left on the third quarter. Carly Holbrook has the ball up top. Sandra Ikiora wants it in the middle, and it's going to be a tip. And the Penguins are going to get it back. Two times there, first by Holbrook, and Diaz tries to save it there as Holbrook tips it out, but Diaz couldn't save it, and the ball will go to Fresno Pacific. Looks like Fresno Pacific will take the last shot here in the quarter, 24 seconds to go. Ashley Cross on the left-hand side working on Jade Castro. A little fake move right there, gets it to the wide open three there for Munster, who takes it and misses. And the Penguins will have the last shot here with 9 seconds to go. Castro wants to clear, gives it to Nelly Diaz. Right there at the free throw line. Diaz in, puts it up. And she's going to miss the final shot of the quarter. 54-39. A great job of the Penguins bouncing back in this quarter. And working it inside the paint, working it on the outside, great ball movement and just great defense. They're playing like the team that they should be playing like, not the team in the first half, going against the team at the bottom, as we mentioned.
And you kind of predicted it, Brandon. You said something along the lines of the Penguins going up by 15. And at the end of the first half, they were trailing by 5. They now lead by 15. So I don't know if it's just your intuition or if you're magic of some sort, but your prediction was absolutely correct. Not off by the slightest bit, and the Penguins do lead 54-39. You're listening to Penguin Radio, home of all D2, NC2A Division II women's basketball games for the Dominican Penguins right here on the radio home, radio.dominican.edu, also broadcasting live in San Rafael on DU 102.3. And as we're at a break, we will hear a word from San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of 2 or 42,
come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, and Lexi Schumacher, our engineer for tonight. Penguins will have the ball starting the fourth quarter, have a 15-point lead on the floor for your Penguins. Natalie Diaz, Alexis Price, Carly Holbrook, Jade Castro, and Sandra Ikiora. Penguins have it right in front of us here in our broadcast booth. That's Jade Castro, top of the key, backs it out. Looks to dump it in Diaz. She does. Diaz, spin move up. No rim needed. Diaz, nothing but the bottom of the bucket. Penguins lead 56-39, Brandon, and they might be looking to run away with this one here. They now have a 17-point lead.
Yeah, part of that, Natalie Diaz with 15-10, and Ikiora with 20-11, both with double-doubles.
Both ladies have a double-double, and as we know, Ikiora averages one, as going up and under was Salas. Up under the outstretched arms of Ikiora, up off the glass to lay it in. What a beautiful move there by Salas, and she hasn't disappointed here tonight.
Yeah, Salas with 10 points as well as her partner, Hannah Ramirez. Great job of the Penguins shutting down Ramirez, but it's opening things up for Salas.
Three ball missed by Castro. Green brings it across the court, the length of the court, passes it off. Long two on the way by Pisick, no good. Ikiora with the board going the other way is Price. Price has three sunbirds on her, decides smartly to back it out. They swing it all the way around to Castro, three ball, and she knocks it down. Jade Castro right in front of the Penguin bench with a long three. Penguins lead by 18. Great find by Natalie Diaz to find the open Jade Castro. Ramirez has it on the other end for the Sunbirds. They swing it all the way around left wing to Fox. Three ball on the way, Salas. Missed it way deep. Rebound, Castro. Tips it to Price. One on two. Price does not have the advantage. Throws it up, and she just hit the side of the backboard as Green comes down with it, and will go the length of the court across the timeline. Hands it off. Three ball on the way. Missed by Ramirez. Rebound, Diaz. And Price is going to the side to slow things down here. Castro, left wing. Picks up a screen from Diaz. Penguins moving the ball nicely. Back out to Hoboak, left wing. Thought about a three, no, and she walked with it before she put the ball on the floor. So mental error there by Hoboak, and she will take a seat and get a breather as Cruz and Scott will enter the ball game in place of Price and Hoboak. So Price and Hoboak getting a little bit of a breather here. Hoboak has already broken the record. Top of the key, Green dumps it down low. Shot on the way, short two, missed by Ramirez. Offensive rebound, and the putback was Green. So what a great offensive board there by Green in the second chance opportunity. Castro gets it inside to Aikior. Oh, beautiful jump stop by Aikior. She just hopped right around her defender to lay it in off the glass. Jeez, what a brilliant move. Penguins lead 61-43, and Aikior now has 22. So, Brandon, your dream may come true. Carly Hoboak may break the record, and Aikior overtake her in the same ball game. Boy, I mean, if Aikior can get to 40, we'll see. That may have been a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Deep three by Green as she hits it from 25 feet. So Green launches a three ball of her own, and that looked a little too easy. She was wide open.
Yeah, no one guarding her on that play. Penguins need to close up better.
And Vanessa Cruz misses a three ball of her own as she missed it just short. A little bit of frustration there as she fouled Fox after Fox got the rebound. That is Cruz's first personal first team foul for the Penguins in the fourth quarter. Penguins lead by 15, 61-46. And bringing it up across the timeline is Salas for the Sunbirds. Sunbirds moving it nicely into the right corner. Ramirez backs it out. She's trapped in the corner. She finds an open Fox to bail her out. Fox finds Green on the baseline, and Aikior just goes down and knocks Green to the floor. That'll be Aikior's third and the second team foul for the Penguins in the corner. That was kind of a hard foul there by Sandra Aikior, and it'll send Green to the line. Mm-hmm.
Aikior with three fouls on the night. She's doing a great job of not having to get into foul trouble earlier in the first half, which has put her still in this game, and she's doing a great job of that. And we need her for a pivotal game like this in order for them to make the playoffs.
Yeah, Diaz and Aikior need to stay in this ball game to keep the hopes alive as Green walks away one of two from the line. Penguins still lead by 14. Clock rolls under 6:40 to go here in the ball game. Castro right in front of us here in our broadcast booth on Media Row. They swing it to Scott, left wing. Back to the top of the key to set things up, and they dump it inside to Diaz, who has two Sunbird defenders all over her, but finds an open Castro, 12 to shoot. Castro to Cruz in the corner, 9 to shoot. Inside to Diaz, up off the glass, and Diaz goes up and over Fox for the easy lay-in. Natalie Diaz making it look a little too easy down there in the paint.
Yeah, her presence there with Aikiora really puts a threat for the Sunbirds on the inside.
Got two bigs down there with Diaz and Aikior. As that ball is stripped away, somehow ends up back in the hands of Pisick. Shot on goal, no good from the high post. Rebound Diaz, and she will bring it up the court for the Penguins. Cruz left wing. Coach Finique Allen telling them to swing it. Instead, they get it down low to Aikior, who puts a shot on goal, no good. Rebound Salas, and she will bring it up slowly from right to left here in front of us in our broadcast booth on Media Row. Left corner, thought about a three, no. Instead, Salas will drive in around Aikior with the scoop layup, underhanded off the left side of the glass. Salas gets the lay-in. So Penguins' lead is still 14, 63-49. Clock exactly at 5:10. Vanessa Cruz, left corner. Swing it all the way around to Alana Scott, dumps it inside to Diaz, who drives on her defender, and she draws the contact. That'll be on Green. That'll be Green's third personal, second team foul for the Sunbirds here in the quarter.
And as we mentioned before, the Penguins need to win out on these last two games and need help from Academy of Art or Notre Dame's Aidemir University, and not looking good for the Penguins as Academy of Art is currently leading Hawaii Hilo 57-46 with about 7 minutes to play there in the fourth quarter. And on the other hand, for Notre Dame's Aidemir, a huge lead on Azusa Pacific, 71-47, with about 7:50 left to play in that game as well.
Ashley Sorensen checks back in here and plays Sandra Ikuor, and that update is really crucial. The Penguins, you said, needed Notre Dame to lose one of their last two games. That's correct?
Academy of Art needs to lose one of the two.
So they need Art to lose, and it's not looking hopeful right now. As you said, they have an 11-point lead. So Penguins still need to do it themselves, though, to have a shot. Down in the middle is Cross. Gets it tipped away. She gets it back. Three ball on the way, just deep by Munster. Rebound Sorensen. Going the other way, it's Castro. She comes in hot. Goes around her defender, Fox, and gets it tipped away. The 5-foot Castro gets it knocked out by the 5'5 Fox. Penguins will keep possession. Media timeout. And as you said, need Academy of Art to lose one of their last two games. And it doesn't look like it's going to be tonight. But there is 7 minutes left, and it's only an 11-point game. So it looks like it should still be in reach for, I believe they're playing Hilo, Hawaii Hilo.
Yeah.
So if Hilo can come back, it looks good for the Penguins with their 15-point lead currently.
Yeah, Academy of Art hopefully can come back there against Hawaii Hilo. And if they can't do it, if Academy of Art, if they can't pull off the win, they have a chance against Azusa Pacific Academy of Art on Saturday. And if they lose that game and the Penguins win tonight and they win on Saturday, count your Penguins in there on the playoffs, but they're going to need some help there from Academy of Art.
Are going to need some help. 4:35 overhead. The leading scorer for your Penguins is Sandra Ikiora. She's got 22 right behind her. Right on her tail is Natalie Diaz, both with 12 boards, really leading that rebound category for the Penguins here. I mean, they have 24 of the Penguins' 38 rebounds here, and a majority of them, all of Diaz's are on the defensive side, and 9 of the 12 for Ikiora are on the defensive side. So both ladies dominating the glass. As the inbound pass goes to Sorensen, as we're back underway, clock rolls under 4.5. Rebound on the missed shot by Sorensen is Cruz. Three ball on the way by Diaz, no good. Cross with the rebound, bringing it right to left for the Sunbirds. Cross drives in, decides to kick out to Fox. Moving the ball around the arc. Fox has it top of the key, goes inside to Lee. Lee rejected by Sorensen. Huge block by Sorensen. And she's telling Ikiora, hey, Ikiora, you're not the only one that can block shots around here. I can block shots in the Conlin Center, too.
Yeah, with that block, Penguins have 8 on the night. Great rejection by Sorensen.
And Sorensen, the 6'2" senior out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. That shot no good. And it'll be a foul on Sorensen. It'll send. That'll be her first personal third team foul. And it'll send Vasquez to the line to shoot 2. Vasquez on the night is 1-for-2 from the line. Her first shot on the way, off the back iron, right back to her, no good. Penguins still lead by 15, 64-49, 4:06 overhead here. Second free throw by Vasquez on the way. And she knocks it home. So the lead is cut to 14 for the Penguins here, and they really need to maintain it as we are under 4 minutes to go here in the Conlin Center. Cruz drives in left side, up off the glass, a little too much. And Cruz had a wide open look there as she tried to get her own rebound and tried to tiptoe along the baseline, and looks like she stepped out. Ball in the hands of the Sunbirds. Bringing it up for the Sunbirds is Fox. Looking at her coach, who's calling out the play. Fox left side. Back to the top of the key, ball fake, pass over to Cross. Munster right corner. Backs out under 10 to shoot. Cross top of the key on Castro, 6 to shoot. She'll drive in, 5 to shoot. Cross to the corner, 3 ball on the way, 2 to shoot, and it'll be a foul. That'll send Lee to the line on the 3-point attempt. That'll be a foul on Natalie Diaz, her third personal, fourth team foul. of the quarter. Lee will go to the line.
Lee going to the line. She's shooting at 80% from the free throw line. The team's second leading scorer, and the Penguins have done a great job of stopping her tonight as she only has 5 points, shooting 1-for-9 at the field goal range.
And she is now 2-of-3 on the night as she missed her first one, second one on the way. And she knocks that one down. So she will get her third shot here. She was fouled on that three-point attempt by Natalie Diaz. Lee, 3-of-4 from the line tonight. Third one on the way, and it rattles home. So the lead is cut to 12. Penguins lead 64-52. Clock rolls under 3:20 here in the ball game. Castro working on Fox. Castro drives in. Step back. Two. Long two ball from Jade Castro. We have one of our officials signaling a two. One was signaling three. And it looks like they're going to stick with three. 67-52, Penguins lead on that three ball by Jade Castro. Shot on the other end, missed. Rebound, Natalie Diaz. Castro going the other way. And a runner from Castro, and she just lays it in. Castro with the running floater. What a brilliant shot. She had her defender's back was turned to her and thought, you know what? I'll just pull up right here, and drops the floater in.
That sequence just reminds me of that game against Concordia in overtime. Nails the three-pointer and nails the game-winning floater there. And she did that on that sequence there tonight.
Vanessa Cruz bringing it up after the shot on goal by the Sunbirds. Cruz will drive in, pass cross, lay it up, no good. Off the glass, rebound Vasquez going right to left here. We're approaching 2:15 in the fourth quarter. Munster has it right wing, tipped out of bounds by Alana Scott. Had an opportunity to pick it off, but instead will punch it into the third row of the bleachers. Checking back in for the Sunbirds are Salas and Ramirez. Sunbirds will inbound it far sideline. Lee inbounds it, top of the key to Salas. Salas slowing things down as we approach 2 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Salas left wing, drives on Diaz, pass down inside to Cross. Cross will drive on Cruz, decides to pick up her dribble and back it out. Three ball on the way by Lee, and she missed it just short as there was four on the shot clock. Cross got the offensive rebound, went up over Natalie Diaz, hits the deck, no good on the shot. Diaz with the rebound, and Castro brings it up as we approach 1:40 to go here in the ballgame. Diaz top of the key, driving in right wing. Diaz with a brilliant move to drive right through the lane, go up and over her defender and put it in. Penguins lead by 17, 71-54, and we have a timeout. Timeout, Sunbirds. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, home for all women's Division II NC2A basketball games here at the Conlin Center, the radio home of the Penguins, also broadcasting live in San Rafael on 102.3. So, Brandon, we have two ladies with double-doubles here for the night. For the Penguins, that's Diaz and Ikeora. Penguins lead by 17, and this is exactly what you wanted if you were Coach Lacoste in the second half.
This is exactly what you wanted. After a horrid, horrid first half, they set the tempo early in the third, and that is the reason how they came back into this game, working it with Ikeora, but also working it with Diaz. Those two tall women inside the paint have really set the tempo for them.
Yeah, Ikeora at 5'11", and Diaz also at 5'11", as you said, the second two tallest next to Ashley Sorensen for the Penguins. Oh, what a beautiful pass to the cutting Vanessa Cobian. Oh, man, what a brilliant pass by Cross to find Cobian wide open. Diaz will bring it back up for the Penguins as we approach a minute to go here. This one looks like it will come out in the favor of the Penguins. A minute exactly. Natalie Diaz has it baseline, kicks it back out to Jade Castro, who will set things back up. They swing it all the way around to Cruz in the left corner. Great ball movement all the way back with the perimeter to Castro with five on the shot clock. She'll drive in, three to shoot. Floater, no good. A fresh 30. Diaz with the rebound, and she'll lay it back in from the right side. Natalie Diaz, what a great offensive board and have the awareness to put it back up. Penguins lead 73-56, 36 seconds to go. Lee has it top of the key. Ramirez dribbling it back out, setting up the offense. Lee driving in on Cruz. She gets tangled up with Cruz. Salas will drive baseline, go up and under. Oh, and rejected by Sorensen. Sunbirds will maintain possession under the hoop with 7 seconds to go here. 7 seconds on the shot clock, 20 left to go in the ball game. Penguins lead 73-56. So if the Penguins win this ball game, their hopes for the postseason are still alive as Cross goes up over Sorensen, no good. Rebound Sorensen. It looks like Castro will probably just dribble this one out as she gets it up across half court to Scott. So Scott and Castro playing a little pass back. They'll dribble it out. So Penguins will move on, or not move on, but they will have an opportunity and their hopes for the postseason still alive as they win this one 73-56. They move to 15-11 overall, 11-8 in the PacWest Conference. And Brandon, it looks like you have an update for us.
Yeah, Academy of Arts still leads Hawaii Hilo 65-57 with 59-65. Academy of Arts leads with 34 seconds left in this game. It looks like Academy of Art will pull off this one. So Dominican and Academy of Art, Dominican season will come down to the last game of the season on Saturday against
Hawaii Hilo.
Hawaii Hilo. And if they're able to beat Hawaii Hilo and Academy of Art loses, then put the Penguins in the playoff, and with a loss for the Hawaii Hilo tonight, also, that helps the Penguins.
Yep, Penguins win this one, and they will have an opportunity, and their hopes for the postseason are still alive. Stay tuned. Game two of this PacWest doubleheader coming up. The Penguin men will take on the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds at 7:30. Stay tuned. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Home for all NC2A Division II basketball contests on the radio, home of the Penguins, broadcasting worldwide and locally in San Rafael on DU 102.3.